News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Labour TD and spokesperson on climate, environment, energy and transport, Ciaran Ahern, has called on the National Transport Authority to replace Dublin Airport hopper buses as the service ends due to financial difficulties. And he joins us now. Ciaran, lay out the situation for us. As these hopper buses, they feed into areas like Maynooth and Talla and Lucan and Leixlip. They bring people for a reasonable fee, about 10 quid to the airport. What's happening?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks very much for having me on. Over the last couple of days, we've actually had a couple of different providers across Dublin City have cut their routes to Dublin Airport. Showing what we think is that the limits of the privatisation of public transport in our capital. These two different private operators, who people will be familiar with, offer generally an express, direct and cheap route to mm-hmm. Dublin Airport, and importantly, a sustainable route. And if we are serious again about our climate targets and reducing our transport emissions, we need to be encouraging people away from their cars
sure.
and onto public transport and mass transit like this. This is a really disappointing step. So we are calling on the NTA to replace these routes with public transport.
Is there demand, though, for it? Because what the private operator is saying on the airport hopper is that not enough people are getting the bus and are not using that route to get to the airport. So therefore, it's non-viable. So is there a point, do you think, to putting on a public service if not enough people are taking buses from these areas to the airport?
I think you'll also have seen that those operators were complaining about congestion leading to poor travel times and lack of reliability and things like that. So there are steps that we can take to prioritise public transport on our roads in the city, which would make these routes more viable. Everyone will be well aware that there were more routes to the airport. There were more private operators than
sure.
previous years.
I live in Greystones, Ciaran, and I'm well aware of it. We've lost the air coach, and it was
we used to have one here from Rathfarnham as well, where I'm based in Dublin
yeah.
Southwest.
Hugely expensive now, either to park or get a taxi, which is the only ways people can go, or look for a lift off somebody is what a lot of people are doing. It's like back to the 80s.
Absolutely. And it's important, particularly when you get into the airport, that you have a direct route that is reliable as well. So people are going back to their cars. People are relying on taxis. It costs €80 to get to the airport from where I live. You could fly to France for that
yeah.
this weekend.
Yeah.
So this for us underlines the importance of getting a Metrolink route from the airport into the city centre. And we would say to continue that route out into southwest Dublin and out all the way to Talla. And there is a commitment in the programme for government for a feasibility study for a Metro Southwest. So again, we're calling on the NTA and on board Planola to make a decision on this.
Well,
we've been talking about the
currently
metro
there's
the
no Metrolink, no Metrolink plan for that. It's the north side into the south
Correct.
City centre. So that
Correct.
One. But you, anyway, you're saying we need more public buses to the airport at the moment. On buses, the Go Ahead service, the NTA has said that they will enter into a new contract with Go Ahead. This is despite issues over recent weeks that people have highlighted around things like ghost buses and I suppose unreliability of certain routes, etc. Do you have a view on that?
Yeah, I mean, look, like every public representative in Dublin, I think I've been inundated with emails and calls from constituents who've been let down by Go Ahead. So I do have serious concerns about Go Ahead taking on more routes when they haven't been able to adequately service their existing routes in recent times. You know, the service levels have been disastrous on Go Ahead routes on the S8, the S6, the S4, all in my constituency of Dublin South West. Performance and reliability for our public bus services is key. And I'd also query why Dublin Bus has decided it isn't tendering for these routes that would appear to be at the core of Dublin Bus's mandate. But whatever operator is operating our public transport services, they need to be able to do so effectively. And Go Ahead certainly have a lot of work to do to convince us that they can operate a reliable service given the number of buses that have just disappeared consistently in recent times.
We will,
they are working on that.
We will look for a statement from Go Ahead in response to that. But thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Ciaran Ahern, their Labour TD and spokesperson on climate, environment, energy and transport. Let us know if you were affected by this. This is obviously the airport hopper is gone. on some routes. The air coach is gone on some routes, but also that issue of ghost buses and reliability of the bus service. Love to hear from you this morning. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.